This podcast is a publication of the Engineering Management Institute, where we are committed to building professional development systems, including project management and people leadership programs that support the growth of engineers and their firms. Download our AE Industry Trends Report for insights on the Great Resignation, remote work productivity, and people-centric cultures. To get your copy, visit engineeringmanagementinstitute.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Engineering Project Management Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping project managers to sharpen their project management skills. I'm your host today, Matt Douglas, and in this episode of the Engineering Project Management Podcast, I'm going to be talking with Mr. Robert Otani. He has previously come onto our podcast. In fact, he came onto the AEC Engineering and Technology Podcast, and he talked a little bit about AI and its integration into project management. Today, we're going to be bringing him back in order to talk a little bit more about this, except we're going to be focusing on the nuances of getting artificial intelligence integrated into project management processes and softwares. We're going to be talking a little bit about risk mitigation, the challenges of adopting AI, and the impact of specific AI tools on project outcomes. But before we jump in, here's a quick word from our sponsor for this episode, PPI, the Kaplan Company.
Before we dive in, we'd like to recognize our sponsor for this episode, PPI, a leader in engineering exam prep for the FE and PE exams. PPI provides expert prep courses and study resources designed to help you pass the FE and PE exams the first time. PPI's live online courses include hours of lectures, problem-solving demonstrations, exam strategy sessions, office hours, and a passing guarantee. Check out PPI today at ppi2pass.com to see all the options available for FE and PE exam prep. Now let's dive into today's episode.
All right, so it's now our time for the PM Conversation of the Week with Robert Otani. Robert, welcome to the Engineering PM Podcast. How are you doing today?
All good. Thanks. Thanks, Matt.
Good. All right, so let's just start off really simple here with a brief introduction about you. And can you tell us a little bit more about how your engineering experience has shaped your approach to project management?
Sure. I currently work at Thornton Tomasetti, which is a 1,700-person engineering and applied science firm, offices around the world. And I would say, so my beginning of my experience started, as we were discussing pre-call, was as a civil engineer, mainly doing water and wastewater systems design. And then I went back to college, got my master's degree in structural engineering, and started at Thornton Tomasetti. And I would say, in terms of how my project management experience, it started, you know, incrementally. So, you know, as a young engineer, you start out mostly technical, working on projects. But then sooner or later, you know, you start having to manage both projects as well as people. And then I would say maybe 6 or 7 years into my career, I had switched jobs, moved to at a company called Parsons Brinckerhoff, and we had formal project management training for that level of engineer, which was very important, I think, for my growth as a project manager.
Okay, well, that's awesome. And how has that training from when you were at Parsons, like, how did that help you? And what did they teach you, really, when you were there?
Yeah, so they drill into you and is these three key aspects of project management, which is scope, schedule, and budget, and how those three things have to be balanced throughout the life of the project. And if any of one of those things becomes out of alignment, you will likely have you have to adjust in some way, and we're potentially have a problem. So I think that was the main, I would say, piece of information that, you know, stuck in my mind and to this day still critical to managing projects.
Yeah, I can agree with that. In our project management development programs that we have at EMI, we have something that's called a three-legged stool. Yeah. And this is pretty much the same exact thing that you're mentioning here. Same thing, you know, it's the scope, the schedule, and the budget. And if anything, any one of those three components on the three-legged stool falls or is not absolutely complete, then the stool falls, wobbles, or, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
So I think it's really important to reiterate that the scope, schedule, and the budget are like the main driving factors within project management, the thing that we probably need to be focusing on the most. Now, you can get into all the intricate details later on about like the different management styles that you can have within those three different legs, but just understanding that those are like the big picture goals that you need to focus on in project management, I think is very important.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's talk about AI a little bit. And we had a previous conversation with another one of our guests, Nick Heim, who is an AI expert in his own right. So could we talk about the process of integrating AI into project management and some of the challenges and the pitfalls that we're experiencing with that? Now, what initial steps and strategies do you prioritize when you're looking at doing this effort?
Yeah, and I think I will say, you know, the previous podcast I spoke about was about AI and engineering, specifically the technical aspects. AI and project management, I think, is very similar in the sense that it will open up new opportunities for a project manager. And so what I mean by that is, and I'm saying this very sort of conjecturally, because currently, despite the fact that we have the technology to use AI on projects, the data that we need to, you know, train models, to do predictive analysis, to find anomalies in that three-legged stool is very, very difficult now. So let me give you a little bit of an example. So let's say we want to do some predictive analysis of, you know, let's say the profitability of a project. There's a lot of factors that go into that. And it would be incredible if you had some, you know, real-time predictive analysis to say that you're headed in the right direction, you're not headed in the right direction, based on the last 50 or 100 projects that we've worked on. In order to do that, you need to train, you know, AI models to find, you know, certain aspects of, you know, triggers, let's just say, that's going to, provide that analysis, which is what we don't currently have. So, and it starts with our ERP systems. Many of them, most of them are legacy systems, you know, that literally were built in the 80s or 90s and don't have, let's just say, simple methods of extracting data out of them. But we are, the newer systems now do. And I think in terms of starting that process is going to be about figuring out what data we need to predict certain outcomes or aspects of project.
Okay, that's pretty interesting there. Can you discuss any specific AI tools or technologies that have been particularly effective in improving project management outcomes? I don't have any names of companies specifically, but I know about some.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem. There isn't anything in the industry right now that does any of that. I mean, you know, you can tell me, but there isn't any. And so it's not like, I can say what we have done is we've started the process of, let's say, cleaning our data to get to start the process of training models, but we're not at a point where we have enough information to, you know, say we're using AI. We are using data analytics, I will say that, which is the first step.
Data analytics with AI integration?
Not yet. So that's, you know, we need like another year or two, or at least a year or two of data, let's just say, to start training models. You need data to train models.
That's right. Yeah. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, what are the biggest problems and with AI to project management integration, and what do you think are like the next steps? What timeline do you kind of foresee us going with? Are there any companies that you see that are making the effort to doing this? And maybe even an example related to your field specifically of like how you think AI can be integrated into project management.
Yeah.
So do you, like, how exactly would a company go about doing this? Now, is it something where larger firms actually have the resources to pull together to get a team on to doing the artificial intelligence for their company? So like, imagine like an AECOM or Parsons, like you just mentioned, and they assemble it in an AI integration team, an AI project management team, whatever. They hire people. Would they basically create proprietary software to kind of test within their own company first, and then they can distribute out? Or do you think that it would probably be like outside sources, third-party sources that are creating these AI protocols and then selling them to these companies?
I think it's going to be a combination of both. The reason is because project management specifically, many times is very specific to the company, how they run projects, how they, you know, understand success and failure. And so I think it's going to be, there's some going to be some bespoke solutions, but I will say there's companies, for example, like Salesforce, that are starting to offer AI solutions for companies. And, you know, they're a big enough company right. that they can probably customize a solution for you. They have something called Einstein that I just saw came out fairly recently, 6 months ago or so. So you can see, you know, like a company like Salesforce is, they've only had something for 6 months, meaning that the rest of the industry, you know, smaller firms are still thinking about it. But I think the larger engineering companies, like, you know, including ourselves, will and should have engineering AI teams to customize PM tools.
Yeah, I could agree with that. So as a matter of like considering how we are in the conceptualization phase of this right now, within the AEC industry, where do you see that AI integration into project management can be effective first?
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that outside of the project management realm, we're already seeing massive strides as it relates to like the architecture field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there are AI programs that are either built or are being built that are able to design and draft, you know, plan sets or interiors for houses, you know, things used for interior design or architectural means. And I think that engineering might be something that is along the same lines, like it's getting there as far as having something that's AI affiliated, but I'm not really sure about how it will go into project management, because I think of the projects itself are just, they're so dynamic. So I would imagine that you would have to have so many different variations of these different softwares to be able to account for the differences in the projects, because obviously the AI project management program that is running, you know, a bridge rehabilitation or construction project or a structural analysis, I think that analysis would probably be much easier,
it
of
is.
Course, but
yeah.
Like managing the actual project of designing that whole entire structural, you know, report or project is going to be very difficult. So are there any industries that you see where we can like actually start planting some roots there and then grow from there? Like, where do you think we're going to be affected first?
Yeah, I think the most, you know, as it relates to project management, I think the most, the first use case is going to be some level of predictive analysis. And that could be finance related. And, you know, let's face it, project management is a lot, mostly about finance, but it's also about people as well. So in other words, if you think about where some projects go wrong, a lot of times it has to do with not having the right staff. Sometimes it's having a client that is not in alignment with the design team. Sometimes it has to do with, you know, the schedule is not aligning with what was originally planned. And so even what I just said, there's a lot of factors there. And the power of AI is that it's very good at, I would say, handling multiple inputs and factors. And then, again, you need to train these models, but seeing how that may have an outcome on the, you know, financial outcome of a project, you know, versus, you know, from a planned analysis to actual, to what has happened in the past. And I think that's where I see, as it relates to project management, AI being significant sort of boost for managing projects.
All right. Thanks for that, Robert. We're going to take a short break here. And when we get back, we're going to come back and ask Robert about what he experiences as the biggest PM pitfalls in his career. Stay tuned. All right, so now we are back with our PM Pitfall segment of the week with Robert Otani. So, Robert, we just want to ask you, what are some of the biggest or one PM Pitfall segment that you've experienced? If it relates to AI, if it doesn't relate to AI, what can you tell us is something that has created such a headache in your career or, you know, the careers of other people that you've experienced?
Yeah, I think there's a couple common, let's just say, pitfalls that have happened on projects. And most of it has to do with, to be honest, the communication. And, you know, I kind of tell people that you can have the best documentation as an engineer, but if you don't manage the project very well, or your client or your collaborators, you could potentially end up looking, you know, sort of like a bad apple on a project. And so that's about keeping in touch with your client and specifically, you know, to make sure that to check in with your clients and make sure that there's no miscommunications about X, Y, or Z. And that to me has always been a lesson learned because, again, a lot of times the success of a project may or may not have to do with the quality of your work. It's about the quality of your communication. So I think that's one. Another might be just in terms of not continuously managing your budget. There's throughout particularly a very long project, the scope between the scope creep of projects and between, you know, slight overspends of potential phases, that by the time the project gets to the end, that adds up. And so the big lesson there is to make sure you make the necessary adjustments along the way, because it's, whether it's with getting additional service or whether it's talking to your staff about managing time, something has to get on those types of projects. So I think those are a couple of key lessons. Well, that's both internal and external, I would say.
All right, that's good. Well, we appreciate that information that you've shared with us. So where can people find out more about you and what it is that you're doing? Are you on LinkedIn, or is there any resources that we can use to follow?
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active there, as well as ThorntonTomasetti.com website. You can find me there as well.
All right. Nice. Well, Robert, we thank you for being on the podcast with us today and sharing just a little bit about, you know, AI is integration into project management and stuff. And I'm excited for the future and where we're going to go with this. So hopefully we have another conversation soon about this when things start to develop some more.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Who knows? It might be anywhere from 3 days to 5 years. So I guess we'll see.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Agreed.
All right. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thanks, Brett.
All right, everyone. I hope that you guys have enjoyed that podcast that we had with Mr. Robert Otani. And I think that it was a very interesting conversation to have, talking about the nuances and how it's not really so simple to get AI integrated into our project management processes. I mean, I think that what he had said was very real, that a lot of the projects that we have in today's world in the AEC industry are very different. And with that, there's so much data that's needed and so much catering that's needed towards specific projects and specific topics that I think that it'll probably take a little while before we get some software out there that can help us in our AI integration efforts. Please remember that you can find the show notes for this episode at www.engineeringpmpodcast.com. And there you're going to be finding a summary of the key points that we discussed in today's episode, as well as any of the links, the resources, websites, or books that we mentioned in today's episode as well. But until next time, I wish you all the very, very best in your project management endeavors. Take care.